Here I am, Lord, burdened down, worried thoughts, my thorny crown. Where did you go? What have I done? I cry to you, you my skies with the sun of your grace, welcomes me into love's warm embrace. Here I am, Lord, burdened down, worried thoughts, my thorny crown. Where did you go? What have I done? I cry to you, you are the one who brightens my skies with the sun of your grace, welcomes me into love's warm embrace. Ooh, ooh. Here I am, burdened down, worried thoughts, my thorny crown. Where did you go? What have I done? I cry to you, you are the one who lightens my skies with the sun of your grace, welcomes me into love's warm embrace. Here I am, Lord, here with you.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. Savior, I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Hello, my name is Dan Kamek, and I'm a member of Tiger Community Friends Church. And I'm glad for this opportunity to spend some time with you in the Word. My question that I want to begin with is for you as well as for me. Are you tired? Do you feel weary? Maybe if you're like me, I'm feeling tired of this pandemic. Tired of not being able to see you, be able to spend time with you. Maybe you're feeling weary of this way of life, the ways that we have to live with so many different restrictions. The uncertainties of how long this is going to last, I think, can cause us to feel weary. Maybe it doesn't have all that much to do with the pandemic. Maybe there's other things that are going on that make you feel tired and weary. And so that just brings to mind some very important words that Jesus said early in his ministry here on earth, where he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." That's found in Matthew chapter 11, the last two verses of that chapter. Now, those are very familiar words. You've probably heard them before, but they're not always easy to understand. And I've spent many years just growing in my own understanding of them, and I wouldn't say I totally understand them myself. But I think it is possible, in looking at the life of Jesus, to see an example of what this actually looked like in a particular 24-hour period of his ministry, as it's recorded in the book of Mark, chapter 6. And so the reflection today, I want to kind of walk us through that day. It was a day in the life of Jesus and his disciples. And it's a day in which we see these themes of being weary and tired and rest. And I think it helps give us a glimpse of what this means to be able to come to Jesus and to experience the kind of rest that he promises us. So this particular day that I'm referring to in the life of Jesus probably happened around late in the second or early in the third year of Jesus's ministry. And it was just right after the time that Jesus had sent his 12 apostles out two by two throughout the region of Galilee to heal the sick and to cast out demons and to preach the kingdom of God. You remember that they weren't able, they were instructed not to take anything with them, so they didn't always know, you know, where their meals were coming from and how their needs were going to be taken care of. I'm sure this must have been an exciting time for them of ministry because, you know, healing the sick and preaching and casting out demons, I mean, that's an exciting type of work. But I also imagine that by the time they all came back together from this outing, which maybe lasted a few days, maybe a few weeks even, by the time they came back together, they were probably feeling pretty weary. And according to Mark chapter 6, when they did come back together, it was like they wanted to be with Jesus and they wanted to report to him all that they had done and taught. But in verse 31, Mark 6:31, it says, "Then, because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat." They were so busy, there was not even time to eat. So Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." I think that must have been music to their ears. "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." And so that is exactly what they started out to do. And I'm going to pick up with the next verse. This is Mark 6, starting with verse 32 to 34. It says, "So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place." Doesn't that sound nice? But then comes verse 33. "But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them." When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. So this is the way I imagined it must have played out for the disciples. The apostles, I'm sure they applauded Jesus' decision to take them away to a quiet place and get some rest. I mean, what a sensible idea. It's not hard to imagine them launching the boat into the Sea of Galilee with a newfound energy and waving a merry farewell to the crowds along the shore. As they hoisted the sail and pointed the boat northeast, they could probably feel themselves starting to unwind, to relax. Warm sun, gentle breeze, soothing motion of the water, laughter, relaxed conversation, cheese and bread. But fast forward about 5 miles. All 13 men are peering over the side of the boat at the shore. One has compassion in his eyes. The others are quite possibly filled with dismay. Where did all these people come from? Don't they know we're on vacation? Let's turn this boat around and row like crazy. What did Jesus say? He wants to disembark? This doesn't look like a quiet place to me. I thought he said we were going to get some rest. I don't know for sure that these were the apostles' thoughts, but they probably would have been mine if I had been in that boat. Even if they did not experience disappointment on this particular occasion, they soon would. Life with Jesus rarely turned out the way they expected. So here's a way I find that I need to pray in a moment like that. My prayer is, Lord Jesus, when I am tired and grumpy, help me see through your eyes those who also need to be with you. Let's keep reading in Mark chapter 6, now with verse 35. What happened next? It says, "By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. 'This is a remote place,' they said, 'and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.' But he answered, 'You give them something to eat.' They said to him, 'That would take more than a half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?' "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." And when they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Well, if my description of a day in the life and ministry of Jesus is anywhere close to the way it was, then by afternoon, the apostles were probably feeling a bit put out with Jesus. He had invited them to go with him to a quiet place and get some rest. When they arrived at their destination, there was anything but rest waiting for them. Now reconsider these words on the lips of the apostles when they approached the Master late in the day. This is a remote place, and it's already very late. I wonder if they emphasized the adverb very. This is a remote place, and it's already very late. Is there a not too subtle hint that if Jesus had let them turn the boat around, they would not be in this situation? Then came words that must have brought an amused smile to Jesus' face. They said, "Send the people away." Now, wait a minute. Who is giving the orders here? Have the apostles suddenly become the master? Jesus responds to their instructions with, "You give them something to eat." Ah, yes. Now things are as they should be. God gives the orders. We carry them out. And so that's a prayer suggestion, not only for myself, but I suggest it for you too. In times like these, Lord Jesus, help me keep this straight. You are the master. I am your disciple. So be it. After everybody had finished eating and the baskets full of bread were picked up, then it records here that Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him while he dismissed the crowd. And after the disciples left and after he dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside to pray. And we pick up again in Mark chapter 6, verses 47 through 52. It says, "Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.' Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened." Well, this day in the life and ministry of Jesus wasn't over, was it? The apostles probably wished it was. They had just finished a short-term ministry trip and then spent most of daylight competing with the crowd for Jesus' attention, serving a meal to upwards of 10,000 people. That quiet place Jesus had mentioned earlier in the day must have sounded pretty nice. Now, however, it was pitch black. The gentle breeze had become a strong and contrary wind. The motion of the water was no longer soothing. Arms and backs ached from hours of fruitless rowing. Perhaps more than one apostle muttered to himself, "Where is Jesus when you need him?" If they were thinking they had had too much excitement for one day, they had not seen anything yet. Not even the most intense horror movie could have terrified them more than what they saw next. It's a wonder that adrenaline alone did not beach their boat. And then, Jesus was with them again in the boat. Think about what that must have been like. Is it possible that in the fourth watch of the night, the apostles finally received what they had been yearning for? They had been yearning for time with Jesus, yearning for a quiet place, yearning for rest. It seems like sooner or later, the trials of life stretch us to the breaking point. We can't take it anymore. All seems lost. And then Jesus shows up. We rush into his embrace and hold on tight, just like a child awakening from his or her worst nightmare. Jesus speaks to us. He calms us. His comfort ministers to the deepest part of our being. Hold on. Jesus is coming. Lord Jesus, please come quickly. I need you desperately. And finally, Mark 6, 53 through 56, says, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. I may be dreaming, but I believe that the apostles who got out of the boat in Gennesaret were different from the ones who climbed in that same boat less than 24 hours earlier. I'd like to think that they were no longer dismayed when they saw the people running throughout the whole region gathering the sick. Their hearts surely were softened by then, and their minds renewed, at least a little bit. They were no longer so stuck on themselves. There's nothing in today's Bible reading that confirms this transformation, but I can hardly fathom someone being with Jesus for 24 hours and not being changed by the experience. Richard Foster wrote the following observation in his book, Celebration of Discipline. He says this, quote, "To stand before the Holy One of eternity is to change. Resentments cannot be held with the same tenacity when we enter his gracious light. In worship, an increased power steals its way into the heart sanctuary, and increased compassion grows in the soul. To worship is to change." End of quote. To worship is to change. When we hear the words, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest," maybe what we tend to picture are reclining chairs, engrossing books, yummy food, palm trees, conversations with intimate friends. And if we have been in an intense time of life, or even an intense time of ministry, it is easy to think that we are actually entitled to these kinds of pleasures, to that kind of rest. But when Jesus says those words, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest," he may have something else in mind, like worship. The more time we spend in the presence of the Holy One of eternity, the more that which makes us weary and heavy laden loses its grip on us. We not only find rest for our bodies, we also find rest for our souls. So I'd like to end this time that we have together today with this prayer suggestion. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for rest that embraces both body and soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for rest that embraces both body and soul. My prayer for you, my brother, my sister, is that you would experience, that I would experience this kind of rest in the days to come. Thank you.